This is Ozarks at Large.
We want to launch the regional brand, and we're glad you could be here with us to help tell the story.
Mike Malone, the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council, welcomed chambers of commerce officials, reporters, and the generally curious to the Northwest Arkansas Convention Center yesterday to unveil a new logo and brand for the Northwest Arkansas region. The Council is a private nonprofit organization that works on matters of infrastructure, economic development, and other issues in the region. And the new logo features five differently colored arrows pointing upward over the words Northwest Arkansas. At the bottom, six words: great for business, great for life. Mike Harvey, the Chief Operating Officer for the Northwest Arkansas Council, says the logo, a unifying theme, will help him when he's trying to attract businesses to the region.
We're trying to give people a good impression of Northwest Arkansas as a place to do business and live, first of all. From a very technical standpoint, we're trying to move up the decision cycle. If you're a business decision maker out there and you're saying, you know, in 18 months we want to expand this facility, well, I want you thinking about Northwest Arkansas.
The logo will be used in the Council's brochures, on its website, and in other related marketing tools. The creation of the new brand follows a development strategy that was revealed about a year and a half ago. That report outlined what the Council thought the strengths and weaknesses of the region are, from transportation issues to quality of life. The new logo, like that report, was not developed in a vacuum. Members of the Northwest Arkansas Council say thousands of opinions, literally, were consulted. Among those working to finalize the logo were branding professionals from advertising and public relation firms like Mitchell Communications Group, Saatchi & Saatchi, and Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods. Even Procter & Gamble devoted time to the effort. Tim Marin, Associate Director of External Relations with P&G, spoke at yesterday's announcement.
And the challenge that we looked at was to convert skeptics of Northwest Arkansas into believers and passionate advocates, shed the modesty to reveal that Northwest Arkansas really is a hidden gem. At the bottom of that is what we call the brand character. And the brand character is a distinctive personality. It's the audience should experience this character in a very holistic way every time they're in Northwest Arkansas. And for us here, it really became, it's living and dreaming big with a small town feel. And we actually look at that as sushi and sweet tea. The sophistication of sushi with the hospitality of sweet tea. And that really became our rallying cry.
Scott Caldwell, Vice President of Marketing Services at Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods, says the collaborators on the project had to identify the target audience for this marketing campaign. He says small business owners looking to relocate and entrepreneurs seeking fertile locations are part of that target audience, as well as people simply considering moving here.
For a professional opportunity, we want them to be comfortable and convinced that their quality of life is going to be excellent and that the opportunities that they're going to have here are going to be fantastic.
To help sway potential new businesses and residents, there is an accompanying video. It's a glossy montage over music of what are familiar images to most locals: the University of Arkansas, Crystal Bridges, Arvest Ballpark in Springdale, the Buffalo National River, the winding streets of Eureka Springs, and dozens more. The creators say the logo and the six-word tagline were tested on more than 300 business owners and professionals in Northwest Arkansas. Again, Scott Caldwell with Cranford Johnson Robinson Woods.
We wanted the logo to be a type of logo that could be interpreted in many different ways. And as you can see from some of these responses, sense of place, upward opportunities, momentum, and natural beauty were some of the comments about the logo. The trees and the mountains, some people saw trees, some people saw mountains, representing the symbolic nature of the beauty of the region. The colors represent a nod to diversity in the area and then also environmental aspects as well.
The new logo has the blessing of five major chambers of commerce: Siloam Springs, Rogers, Springdale, Fayetteville, and Bentonville, and will be used by each in their own pursuits. Steve Clark, the president of the Fayetteville Chamber, says the one brand used by the five largest cities in the four-county area indicates a growing economic partnership in Northwest Arkansas.
With this new messaging and with this new logo and with this new brand, we're able to advance Northwest Arkansas, which means in our own daily lives, individual lives, in our communities, we can advance our communities while we advance our region. That partnership is distinct, it is unusual, and it's a blessing to us.
After the formal press conference, Mike Harvey, the chief operating officer of the Northwest Arkansas Council, sat down to talk a bit more about how he and others can use the new logo and brand when talking to people and businesses interested in the region.
What we tried to do is combine really two things here. So we've got the marketing, you know, which basically says this is why these are our points of differentiation. This is what makes Arkansas, Northwest Arkansas, different. But we're also kind of putting tools in place as well, like I explained, that the website, that if you have your mindset and you're evaluating, say, Tulsa versus Springdale versus Springfield, hopefully be able to come to our website and do an apples-to-apples comparison with, you know, data on workforce, on taxes, incentives, real estate, demographics, economic information, and then compare those sites and, you know, kind of let us go toe-to-toe, you know, let me make that sale. And we also have some things that are kind of behind this, which are we facilitate Chambers Close, and so we make those introductions, we kind of help people get to the point to where they're working directly with the chambers who work on behalf of the cities to, you know, close those deals when those opportunities present themselves. So this is a small part of what we do, but I think it's a really important part.
Is this something you have to have, a brand or a logo? Do you have to have a unifying?
I think so. I mean, I think that it is a customer-driven process now, and the customer is the customer shops by region, and therefore I believe we need to sell ourselves and work with them in the manner that they demand. So if they're out there evaluating us and they have to make 5 phone calls to get what they need here versus 1 phone call in Little Rock, it's not the foot that you want to start off on. That's very simple kind of perspective, but if you think about it, if we see 50 to 75 of these inquiries every year, these site consultants, which handle about 65%, 75% of these prospects, they don't want to make 5 phone calls. They want to make 1. They don't want to look at 5 sets of demographic information and try to combine them. They want 1. So the first step in this is making their lives easier, and I always tell people, my job is just to make the cut. When a site consultant is out there evaluating sites for a company, on behalf of a company, they're looking to eliminate you. Any reason they can get to eliminate you, because they're starting with 150 sites. Our job is to not get eliminated. I know that sounds kind of elementary, but that's really where we start. And then from there, really make our compelling case and close the deal.
But don't look for the logo and video in many, if any, traditional paid advertising venues like TVs or magazines. Mike Harvey says editorial coverage, like a recent article in the business magazine Fast Company, is far more valuable.
Because, one, it's such a credible publication read by a lot of people who are, you know, I consider lifestyle entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs, people that are, I don't know what the word is, fungible, they can move around. And that, to me, went right in at one of our target audiences. The article basically says we're not what you think we are, which is a one-trick pony, you know, one horse town. It's all Walmart. There's nothing else there. No, there's a critical mass of food, logistics, and retail in this market, and it's basically creating NWA 2.0, which is all of the businesses and IT and applications development that support those industries, and it goes on to list those industries, and it really shifts the reader's perspective, I think, on what Northwest Arkansas is all about if they've never been here. That's much more powerful than an advertisement to me. Much more powerful.
Do you pitch Fast Company? Do you pitch? Really?
Yeah.
You call them up and say, here's
That's
the deal?
Part of it. Well, usually we do that through proxy. So somebody like a Mitchell or somebody, you know, like a DCI out of New York that has relationships with these writers. You know, there are a lot of writers out there that are looking for interesting stories to write. And a lot of the times, these PR agencies are in the business of pitching those ideas to them. And so I do understand that this one came from a friend of a friend, from a local person in Fayetteville, pitched this idea, and it got in. Yeah.
Finally, can you measure, is there a measurable way to tell that an article in Fast Company or an article about Crystal Bridges opening in my airline magazine makes a difference? Can you make a tangible connection?
Well,
impressions, you can measure impressions, but that's about as far as that goes. You know, we have an internal record-keeping system in-house that we track inquiries and site visits and locations, jobs, investments, and things like that. It's always very difficult to say, the article in Fast Company really changed my mind about Northwest Arkansas, and that's why I'm here. Usually, they're here for one of a dozen different reasons. You know, it might be location, it might be workforce, it might be access, it might be whatever. That one is a difficult one for me to do. The reason that I like it so much is that it's so inexpensive. You know, and advertising to really, I think, change people's minds. I'm going to say change people's mind, but really, I talked about mind share. To do that, you got to spend an awful lot of money in advertising these days. And we think social media and editorial placement's a much smarter, much cheaper way to try to go at that.
Mike Harvey is the Chief Operating Officer of the Northwest Arkansas Council. Yesterday, the council unveiled a new logo and brand to use in marketing the Northwest Arkansas region.